closing message. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Just over 2 weeks into the midterms, and President Biden is making the pitch to Democrats.
President Biden told a packed conference room at the Democratic Party headquarters,
"If we get people out to vote, we win. We get people out to vote, we win, and you're getting them out to vote."
Polls show Republicans favored to win control of the House and potentially the Senate in 15 days. Still, the president says,
"First of all, if you speak to most pollsters, they're not sure anymore. Not about the outcome, but about polling. No, I'm not being facetious. It's awful hard to do it these days. It's awful hard to do it these days."
President Biden has held few rally-style events with candidates, opting instead for smaller fundraising receptions around the country. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis and Democratic challenger Charlie Crist face off tonight in a debate that was rescheduled from earlier this month due to Hurricane Ian. Early voting in Florida started today. Police in New Hampshire say they have arrested the father of a 5-year-old girl who disappeared in 2019 but was not reported missing until late last year. New Hampshire Attorney General John Formella explains how he thinks Adam Montgomery killed Harmony Montgomery.
"Repeatedly striking Harmony in the head with a closed fist in Manchester on or about December 7, 2019.
Adam Montgomery is charged with second-degree murder, falsifying physical evidence, and other offenses. Authorities had announced in August that the girl's disappearance had become a homicide investigation. The mother of a missing Georgia toddler, presumed dead by police, says she still hopes her son will be found. 20-month-old Quentin Simon disappeared from his playpen at their home outside Savannah. Leilani Simon says she doesn't know what happened to him. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An undersheriff in rural Kansas heads to trial on a manslaughter charge in the 2017 shooting death of an unarmed man.
Jury selection begins in the trial of Virgil Brewer, who was with the Barber County Sheriff's Office in 2017 when deputies responded to a call about a man threatening people with a gun outside a bar in Sun City. That man, Stephen Myers, was later found in a backyard shed in which he was given verbal commands before Brewer shot him with a homemade less-than-lethal beanbag round that killed Myers. Myers' gun was not on him. The trial expected to focus on whether Brewer's alleged lack of knowledge and training with less-than-lethal munitions amounted to reckless involuntary manslaughter. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Barber County has settled with Myers' family for $3.5 million in damages. Florida will now assist homeowners affected by Hurricane Ian with some costs not covered by insurance.
Florida homeowners impacted by Hurricane Ian will now be eligible to get assistance to cover deductible costs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will distribute $5 million to affected counties.
"We understand that those deductibles can be difficult to meet, and we want to be able to help."
Deductibles for hurricane claims tend to be higher than other claims a property owner can make on their insurance policies. Flood claims could incur separate deductibles. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The agent for author Salman Rushdie says Rushdie has lost sight in one eye and the use of a hand as he continues to recover from an attack from a man who rushed the stage at a literary event in western New York. Rushdie spent years in hiding after Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini issued a fatwa calling for his death in 1989. 24-year-old Hadi Mada of New Jersey has been in jail since pleading not guilty to attempted murder and assault in the August 12th attack. I'm Lisa. Lacerra, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.